Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Or on social media, you know, on the X, you can hit us up at CLE Talking Heads. Jeff, so far we are sitting here with mandatory minicamp going on.
This is mandatory.
Our last opportunity to see the boys together until they reconvene for the season when they come to training camp, and then training camp will fly by. It's going to be a very interesting training camp. The preseason games are going to be interesting for the first time, I think, in forever. And the only reason why is because we have four quarterbacks. Otherwise, it's oh, let's go out there and show nobody anything and really not play that hard is what it kind of feels like. But Kenny Pickett spoke yesterday, and you know I've said this before, and we asked Kevin this when we were at their charity golf outing, the foundation golf outing. I said to Kenny, you got four different types of quarterbacks here. They all bring something different to the table. And, you know, he said, well, you know, he gave us a kind of a Kevin answer and didn't get a whole lot out of it and didn't get a whole lot of trying to figure out who would be the guy that would lead the pack going into this thing. But I think it's interesting to hear it the other way around. So Kenny Pickett yesterday talked about his relationship with Kevin Stefanski and how that might be going.
Everything I expected coming into it, you know, he's probably exceeded that. The knowledge of his system that he's been in for a long time and how he understands quarterback play and what it's like to be back there and kind of, you know, the clock that we're on and what we have to do to be successful. So it's been awesome. And he sits in every quarterback meeting and he's part of all those conversations that we mentioned earlier. So it's been awesome.
Tell me this, Jeff Phelps, because yes, I believe this based on the resume we've seen of Kevin Stefanski since he's been here. I think if you listen to what he's saying and try to execute the plays that he wants, and you take care of the football, he's a great quarterback coach for you. I think if I was somebody who was in that position, as long as you can take care of the football, I think he's going to take care of you as a quarterback and put you in a position to win and try to call the right plays and do things that can make you a winner. I think it's one of the feathers in his cap, I would say, when we look at him and we see the relationship that he's had with the quarterbacks that want to be on the same page as him.
He seems to do a nice job with a variety of quarterbacks. He had some success with Jacoby Brissett, had Baker Mayfield playing pretty good football. Flacco comes in, did really well for a while. You know, he's done that. I would make the point, though, I don't know a coach who wouldn't be happy with a guy who's not turning the ball over. You know what I mean? Hey, here's what we want to do. There are very few coaches who I would think would say, that's okay if you threw an interception.
Well, I think they get tired of post-game
unless you guys are like Patrick Mahomes and Brett Favre and you know they're going to make plays.
Yeah. Like you can live with one mistake when you know they're going to score three touchdowns.
Right.
And as long as it's not a pick six.
We haven't had a lot of those quarterbacks around.
No, you know what, Jeff? That's a great point.
Thanks.
That is an absolute great point.
Thanks.
He also went on to speak yesterday about a number of topics, and we're going to get to a couple of these here too. For Kenny Pickett, I think, you know, we talk about his resume coming here and you know, things went sideways in Pittsburgh and did the opportunity closed on him there. And then, you know, last year he's in Philly, and I don't know if you could ask for a better learning experience without having to be on the field as much as you possibly could have. So now he is in a situation where every day he becomes more and more a Cleveland Brown, if that makes sense to you. If you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I'm a member of the Browns, but you're not really until you start taking snaps and they hand you the ball and say, the play is yours. Go for it. So here's what he had to say about the reps.
The more reps you get, the more comfortable you be. You know, unfortunately, in a situation like this, you may only get one play one time in the entire camp. So you got to try to maximize as much as you can. Whether it goes good or bad, you can always learn from it, which is great. As many reps as you can get, it's extremely valuable at this point, especially being on a new team with new guys.
That would be bummed out if I only got one play at camp.
Yeah, you'd think, okay, should have signed with Carolina. Although he was traded. So.
Can you put yourself in his shoes trying to come in here, and now you're competing with three other guys? No one knows who the starter is going to be. I think you can kind of have the confidence to know that you're the first quarterback the organization wanted out of that, but that can change in a second. That doesn't really matter.
Though that is a true point, and we've made that point. The bottom line of it is this. Maybe the opportunity to acquire him just came along. You know, and they thought, yep, all right, let's do that now. And if you wanted Flacco first and foremost, you could have signed him. The issue to me is just this, Andy. There's no clear cut, this is our guy. And that's what competition is about. So I'm looking forward to it. I honestly can't wait to see. I hope one of these guys just destroys everybody else. Because that clears it up. That's our guy.
What would you put the odds of that being Pickett? Would you put odds on that? Would you say that, okay, he is the one of the four that has the opportunity, again, going back to working with Kevin Stefanski, to jump off the page, to be the guy that there's like, oh my, we can't even believe we were looking at the other guys. He should be the starter.
I would say that, and I would say it only because of the way it's laid out. I don't know if he has the ability to do what I said, which is just blow the other guys out of the water. I don't know if anybody has the ability to do that right now. But I would say that Pickett's got a 50% chance of being the starter.
Flacco, better than anybody
Flacco
else's?
At 30.
Okay.
10% for Dillon Gabriel, 10% for Shedeur Sanders. I'm not ruling any of those guys out, but I think Pickett's the leader.
What if, and let me throw this hypothetical at
you. Or before the race.
What if they would have signed Joe Flacco before Kenny Pickett? Would that have made a difference?
No.
You'd still feel the same way?
Yep.
50-30, 10-10?
Yep.
Interesting. And now we talk about the room, and you gave us your percentages of what you thought this was. So when you look at the room and you hear these guys talk about each other, I always find it. Are you laughing because I said the room?
That cracks me up, man.
Because of the room?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about the room. When you take these four quarterbacks and you put them in a room, how's that even better?
You can't play football in a room. You can only study.
Well, you can only have one football out on the field that someone can throw. This is the problem.
That's what I want.
So
you start throwing around that room, man, you're going to bust stuff up.
That's a good point.
You're really not going to be able to see what kind of arm strength you have.
It gets gritty, too.
Those rooms are small.
Well, when you get the drywall underneath your nail, that's not good either.
Not to be that guy, but isn't the 50-yard indoor facility considered a football room?
Oh, Jeff. You've been tested.
Those aren't the rooms they talk about because they share those rooms with everybody else.
That's true.
So wouldn't it be the offensive room, defensive room, the team room?
What if the quarterbacks?
No,
were the
quarterback
only
room is a little square. It's like where we get ready for the show.
Yeah, I don't actually think those rooms are squares. They're more like little teaching classrooms.
What they are is small, Andy.
Okay, in your world, they're small.
Well, they are. Have you seen them?
To an ant, they're giant.
Have you seen them?
Listen,
they're small.
Listen. How can the four of those guys have a good rapport?
It's just such a natural thing that happens in all the quarterback rooms that I've been in. You just become, you're around each other for so many hours. You become friends. You know, you're always joking about stuff. Like, you become really good friends, and you're working and competing at the same time. So, and it's been a natural progression in every room I've been in, and this one's doing, you know, the exact same thing.
Better to be a jerk or to be a friend with the other guys?
Friend, because you have to sit there in a small contained area.
Are we going back to this again?
And you might as well get along with them. You know, I mean, that's the way I've approached this gig for about 13 years.
That's true. It was. I'm really glad they rearranged the room. I wonder how most but
you
guys
wanna,
would approach
you wanna
it.
Beat them.
There's an air to it, though, right? Like, when you see Flacco, and we've heard from all of these guys along the way, okay? Flacco walks into the room. This guy, you know he's a professional athlete. You can feel it, even if you don't know who he is. Like, there's something about him. Maybe it's height, size, confidence of knowing that he's taking a team all the way through and seeing what it's like at the end.
I was going to say, that Super Bowl ring hitting the table says some words for him.
It does, and it creates an atmosphere, but it's all the atmosphere you're building within your own mind, isn't it? If you're sitting in the room. And he doesn't need to worry. His resume is long enough, and I don't think he needs to worry about how the other guys treat each other in that room. He just has to go out and play football. If he wants to be a starter, he's going to have to be in. I think he's going to have to earn it on top of the fact that for some reason things are going to work their way for Flacco to be the starting quarterback. Whereas, I kind of see it the same way you do, 50, 30, 10, 10. And I don't know why. Because let's face it, Pickett doesn't have the same clout Flacco does. What Pickett has is a birth certificate that says less years than Flacco's. That's the difference.
Well, what that birth certificate means is this guy could potentially be your quarterback for more than a year or two. And that's what they're looking for. I want somebody to solve that issue. I want it to be one of the three younger guys in camp. And if it's not, then you have two draft picks next year to deal with. So that's, I think it's that simple.
But if Pickett is a starting quarterback, does that mean that these two draft picks were failures?
No.
If Pickett is a starting quarterback this year, did they make a mistake by drafting two quarterbacks?
And did they draft that guy in the third and the fifth?
Okay. You could have maybe got another player to play another.
So what?
We talk about wide receivers all the time.
Good. Get Anthony Schwartz in here. That worked out real well.
Okay, that's one that didn't work, and there are several others that didn't work at the three spot. I get it in the third round. I get it. But if either one of those guys, like Flacco, I can kind of see because it's a one-year deal. Like, okay, does
Same
anyone
with
expect
Kenny Pickett?
But you're talking about if it works, it's more than a one-year deal.
Well, isn't that kind of what you want?
I don't know, because they drafted two quarterbacks. Isn't the goal of Andy, your scouting,
forget,
of your staff?
Forget who it is. Could somebody please win the job and show you can be the guy here for more than a year? More than a stopgap? That's what I want. Right, well, I don't care which one it is.
Let's get Joe Flacco's take on this. We'll do that when we come back after the break. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Troy Epstein, senior reporter for Yahoo Sports, is in Berea, to check out the Browns. So we'll hear what she has to say about the Browns, because I think we're kind of sitting here listening to it every day and kind of getting in the minutia of it. And and just really, you know, inside of it. And I wonder what people on the outside are looking. Because, I mean, most people are saying, and it was like, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and they were like, you realize that most people around the NFL think the Browns are going to be the worst team in the league again next year? Like, fewest number of wins. It's not very hard to find all these things that the Browns will be in the basement of the NFL again next year. I think that might be what the national perspective is on it. I think we have an air of optimism because, you know, our zip codes are located close to Berea or close to the city of Cleveland or in the city of Cleveland or in Berea. I wonder what it looks like from the outside. So Jory's going to help us with that coming up at 11, and we'll hear what she has to say. I'll talk a little bit of wide receiver, too, when we get to the Browns. NBA Finals going on, U.S. Open. Daryl Ryder's going to join us a little bit later in the show. So we've got all kinds of good stuff for you. So I hope you're sticking with us. I hope you're having a fantastic day and enjoying a little bit of good weather around here in Northeast Ohio, because we could use a lot more of them. Okay, we heard, he's Jeff Phelps, I'm Andy Baskin. We heard from Kenny Pickett. Go ahead.
You know, this is what happens when he spends a day out in the sun, not talking to us. He's just got all this, like, solar energy inside that's coming out.
It's radiating off my burnt skin that you seem to want to keep drawing attention to.
I didn't say a word. You just did.
No, but you did, like, five times throughout the show already. You're Children. Like, why are you so turned?
Children.
I don't think I mentioned it early. That was it. And I was done.
Let's get away from the poor man and what took place yesterday. Let's find
Now that we've explained it like 15 times, can I just at least let people know what happened? Is that all right? Or do I have to save that for a 40?
If you would like, we can get it done very quickly, but we should get back.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Professor. Is he a professor? No, he's more like Mr. Menigan, your first grade teacher.
Russell Johnson.
Yesterday, I was in Columbus. I was at a high school 7-on-7 tournament. It was awesome. I got to tell you, Woody Hayes' facility is fantastic, and everything down at Ohio State is first class, state of the art. So I was down there. I got burned. I was sitting outside. I was watching a bunch of high school kids play 7-on-7 football, which seems early now, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem early to talk about high school football?
Yep.
Well, but it was really good. And sometimes you don't realize it until you're sitting there how much talent there is in the state, around the state. And it doesn't matter what size school you are. Division 7, forget it. Division 1, yeah, okay. You know, I'm like, it doesn't matter what division you are. There are great players at every level. So, and I was watching it yesterday, and I was just kind of blown away as I was taking it all in. Unfortunately, I didn't bring any sunscreen. So is my face completely fried, or am I? I know my arms hurt.
You're quite glowing.
I'm glowing. Thank you. Well, a lot of fans will glow over the fact that Joe Flacco is back after a fantastic run before going to Indianapolis last year. And, you know, obviously here's a guy that we heard about earlier. And by the way, we'll have updates from Berea all the time on anything that's going on at minicamp. But, you know, Joe had a great run. And then we heard, you know, even from the first day of minicamp here that Joe was not taking as many reps as the other quarterbacks are. I don't know. Obviously, it's by design because Kevin said so. But he also, Joe came around and he talked about the situation he's in, because the person who's deciding who's getting those reps is Kevin Stefanski. He talked about his relationship with Kevin Stefanski and how Kevin drives things.
When it comes to leadership on a football team, you have so many dominant personalities. Kevin Stefanski for the Cleveland Browns is the leader. I don't care how many leaders you have on the team that play, you have to fall in place and buy in to what the head coach is preaching. And then it's your job to kind of facilitate that as a leader. But ultimately, as a player, players respect guys that show up, play well, work hard. First thing you got to do is take that field and show that you can play some ball. And then everything else kind of comes together.
I love that.
There it is.
I love what he said. I don't know how you can't. There's a guy that knows how to win. I don't know how you can't. Here's a guy that wants things to fall in line the way they probably should, the way the head coach wants them to fall in line. And as long as he lives out the actions of those words, you should have success. I just don't know if talent-wise this team is where other NFL teams are, and I think that's where the inconsistency and the wondering, well, how are the Browns going to be able to compete? I also know this, Jeff, that when I watch the NFL, there's always a team that no one expects to win that suddenly has an epiphany, and they find themselves in the playoffs. Then they're the darling. Then they have all these games on national TV the next year. And then what happens? I just think there's a three-year cycle.
You mean like the Browns were?
Yeah, I think there's a three-year cycle for almost every team in the NFL, where they're good, they're okay, then they're bad. Unfortunately, since 99, we've been on that side of bet.
3-year cycle?
Three, four, for most teams, 3-4 year cycle. Do you not agree with that?
No.
What do you think it is?
I think different teams have different success rates. I haven't seen a 3 or 4 year cycle in Baltimore. I haven't seen a 3 or 4 year cycle in Kansas City in a while.
Well,
I haven't seen one in Pittsburgh. I haven't seen thriving success in Pittsburgh, but I also haven't seen them really stink.
I hate to say this because I'm picking on our own team, but if you're a team in the AFC North, odds are, and it's been the Browns for the majority of time, but sometimes it's the Bengals, that one of those two teams is going to not be very good. So now you've got
Those teams have those types of cycles, it seems.
Us and the Bengals? Is that what you
seems
saying?
To.
Yeah, but, so know, what
like
I'm saying
the Rams
is...
Rams kind of did.
But
you know,
there's always there always seems to be one. I mean, we had an exception 2 years ago, but there always seems to be one team. You're giving another team in the AFC North kind of a four-game advantage every year. If there are two bad teams in the North, now you know you're out of the gate. You're already four steps ahead of at least one of those teams, and you're probably at least two steps ahead of the Browns the way they've played since 1999. So I think that if you're the Ravens, be consistent. If you're the Steelers, be consistent. You find yourself in the playoffs over and over and over again. Let's go back to Stefanski and Flacco here for a second. And we talked about the reps. So Joe didn't get a lot of reps on day one. How did that play out, and what does that mean with Kevin?
I don't know what the plan is exactly, but I trust Kevin and that he has a plan for all this. And, you know, that's really all I can do. I'd love to go out there and take 120 reps a day and get in the groove and do all those things. But the coaches have a plan. Kevin has a plan. And my job is to just trust that, go out there and do the best I can.
And just trust it. I agree with him because they know what he can do. There really aren't a lot of question marks about his ability. They know exactly what he can do. Could he maybe tweak a little bit better or tweak a little bit worse? Yes, probably. But compared to the other guys where there really is no breadth of knowledge of seeing them with their guys in their situation, in their system, you got to learn. And to give Joe those reps right now in a mini camp, I don't think it's a big deal at all that he's not getting as many as the other guys. Thoughts?
Couldn't agree more. If there's a guy who knows what he's doing, it's Joe Flacco. So that's no problem. When you get to training camp, if he's not getting reps, that to me screams that he's not going to be your starter. Because at that point, you need to get everybody else on the same page.
Just a little bit of training camp news coming out. Cedric Tillman, Michael Woods practicing today of mandatory minicamp. They had sat out the last 2 days with undisclosed injuries. Those two are practicing today.
Well, a little less miles on the bike. Got to keep those bikes in good shape.
You know what I'm looking at right now?
Quarter? Nickel?
You know what it says right next to George Washington?
In God we trust?
In Flacco we trust. Oh. Stefanski we trust.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah, right there.
Is that a special Browns
right
edition?
There. In Flacco we trust. It's got it's the Ohio version.
There's a lot of dirt on that.
There is a lot of dirt on that.
Is it coming with $600 million, too, to build a new stadium?
I don't know. Never know.
Really? That's where you went with this. So he also, it was interesting too the other day because we heard the rookies talk about him. He talked about the rookies yesterday too.
It's just different. I mean, listen, if I grew up this when they did, my personality is what it is. I don't think I'd be dancing on camera, but yeah, I would be more similar to them than I would probably admit.
You think so? More like.
Sure.
More like them and not like us.
Could somebody just go out and play the heck out of the quarterback position and win this job?
Okay, so let me take this the next
please.
Step. Because
could somebody just do that, please? Can they start now, please?
Did you hear the whole rant he had on social media? It was pretty good stuff. And
Flacco's?
TikTok, yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you didn't, here it is. This was Flacco on TikTok dances.
No TikTok dances. The fact that people, that is different too, this generation, the fact that people want to get on their phones and show people the most, like, that's embarrassing. You're an adult, like, be an adult. Like, it's just like, I can't wrap my head around that. And, like, I get it. Like, you have kids and, like, you want to, like, have fun with your kids. Like, well, like, have fun with your kids in private, you know? That's what I think. I'm not guarded. I don't think I'm guarded at all. I think, honestly, if you talk to me in person, I'll tell you a lot. I'll be pretty honest with you. But, like, yeah, on social media, no chance. Just part
of me, there's a piece of me at times that we're like, gosh, should I be this guy that kind of like does this a little bit? Like, cause that, you, I feel like in order to have a good social media, you do want to be honest and like show what you do in your life. But it's just like, that's a job in itself.
Can I go to Berea and give Joe a hug?
I figured you would after hearing that.
Can I just go give him a hug? Social media can be a wonderful thing, and it certainly has its place. The thing that's always baffled me about it is just what Joe Flacco said. Why do people feel a need to share all aspects of their life with everybody? Why? I don't get it. Not everybody does, but a lot of people do that. I just think.
At what point?
Really? You need to put yourself out there like that and show your life.
Dan, maybe you can help me with this too.
I don't get it.
At what point?
I don't know if I'm the one you want to talk to.
No, I do, because I think that you will have a better feel for this. And this is totally a generational thing, so I'm happy sharing this from the other side of the generation. At what point did self-promotion become greater than others promoting you?
That's a deep question.
It's about somewhere around the pandemic.
Do we have 3 hours?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a real deep question. Might be the pandemic when everybody was at home.
And had nothing else to do?
Yeah, outside of film funky videos of themselves doing things, and some of them wildly entertaining, and then others you're like, what are we doing here?
Because
like,
it wasn't that long ago that self-promotion was considered arrogance.
Well, the line...
What do you mean wasn't too long ago? Might still be the case.
I mean, the line of there's no better promoter...
Well, no, what I'm saying, though, is Jeff, hang on a second. Dan, that at some point, like, I think I was taught, and I think you were taught, that if something was worthy of being recognized, someone else would be recognized, rather than you having to stand on the table and say, oh, recognize me.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee you respect or recognition. It's just people screaming about themselves. That's okay. I mean, everybody's entitled to do what they want.
Sorry, Dan, finish
including
up.
Joe Flacco not being involved.
I kind of enjoy that too, but go ahead.
It's always been the needle to thread, because you should promote yourself when you do something great. Like, there's something in between.
No, if you
like,
do something great, you don't need to promote yourself.
But, like, the best promoter is yourself. Nobody's going to promote you.
You know what the best promotion is? Show up every day and do a good job.
And, by the way, I agree with you. It's
some
the number
people
one
would say
thing that you could do.
That's mundane, though.
Yeah, well, it seems to work every other Friday.
Fair.
It's a funky situation. I don't know the answer. I don't know if anybody knows the answer.
This is probably one of the deepest. Is this one of the deepest topics? This is a pretty good deep topic.
Thank Joe Flacco for this.
This is way deep, man.
That's right. And so when it all comes back, everything comes back to the Browns. Let's not forget.
Everything comes back to Joe Flacco, Andy.
Well, be nice as long as what's coming back isn't a pick six the other way in a playoff game. Jory Epstein.
Or two of them.
Jory Epstein. Senior reporter for Yahoo Sports, been covering the Browns the last couple days. We'll find out her perspective on what's going on in Berea. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.